USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats on the Oversight Committee set a Monday deadline for the White House to turn over documents related to security clearances. There are questions surrounding how the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, got his top-secret clearance. Democratic Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy accuses Kushner of using his influence to help his real estate business.
He has tremendous financial vulnerabilities, including 666 Fifth Avenue, which is deeply in debt. He's going around the world seeking investments into that property.
Attorneys for President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, are urging a judge for less time than the 19 to 24 years recommended under sentencing guidelines. He was convicted of 8 counts of fraud last year. Manafort will be sentenced on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wade Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Evacuation orders have been lifted for people living along the Russian River in California. Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essick.
During our disaster response, approximately 2,600 properties were flooded, with 3,700 people under evacuation order.
Also, heavy snowfall near Roseburg, Oregon has caused widespread power outages for hundreds of people. Downed trees took out power lines in many areas, and work crews are scrambling to get the electricity back on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff.
SpaceX is getting ready to fly humans for the first time. The company's new Crew Dragon capsule has had a successful launch from Cape Canaveral. This test flight is a prelude to being able to fly NASA astronauts to the International Space Station, hopefully this summer. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump is talking about his trip to Vietnam to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a very good one, despite the collapse of the two leaders' summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. A day after returning to Washington, Trump says on Twitter that the two had a very good meeting. He also tells Sean Hannity on Fox News,
"It's a much tougher deal to make. Maybe it won't get made, but that's the deal that we should have, and you can't give up everything if you don't get that. Now, we could have done large portions, but you're not getting that, so we'll see what happens. Again, the relationship is very good. He likes me. I like him. Some people say, oh, you shouldn't like him. I said, why shouldn't I like him? I like him. Get along great. We'll see what happens."
President Trump's economic advisor spoke at CPAC. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow commented on the Democrats' Green New Deal.
The Green New Deal would literally destroy the economy. Literally. It would knock out energy, transportation, airlines, jobs, businesses. We'd probably lose 10 to 15% of our GDP. It's remarkable. But that's what our opponents and critics are saying.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.